Do not do this. Why? Not because these are bad stuff. Because these are critical stuff. Why? It will give you the reason.
For to these three, there is many an adversary and foe standing in wait for you when he knows. And if you tell one or two farewell...
He knew that. You thought, okay, I will not say to everyone. I normally say to my close friends. What is it wrong? Job is alone. The same shop. Any secret? More than two? It's open to public. Yes.
Every secret that goes beyond the twain is published abroad. If you tie two or three birds together, they will remain on the ground, imprisoned by grief. They hold a consultation well disguised and mingled in its significance with that which casts error. The prophet used to take counsel, and they would answer him and would be without knowledge of his real meaning.
Here it's quite clear. They said the prophet said this. His argument should be what? The prophet said this, he did that. Not only the saying that you bring me, what he did really. And he brings the deed of the prophet, but in between he went to the birds. Why? You're talking about consultation. When we say, okay, consultation means to have three different views of something, right? Means to have two, three different thoughts. But the thoughts should not be binded together. You have to know about different ways of looking at this stuff to do something about it. If you know a lot of similar ideas about this stuff, does it help? And look at you, normally, you do it with whom? With your close friends, with the people who are like you and who are in your party, in your game, and you consult with them. This is not consultation. This is binding together the birds. They don't fly. Remember that imagination and thought are the flies, right? The birds to us. And birds could fly only if they're free. They have freedom, they're free. Binding together doesn't work. Means that consultation has nothing to do with obligation and personal interest, or worse than that. What's the worst kind of consultation you ever do? When you don't consult, you are trying to find someone who tells you, yes, you're right. This is what the animals are doing here. This is what the trick is. Consultation doesn't mean that you go and look for someone to agree with you, then you're a good pal and you consult. Because you are binded together. That's a bondage over there. Then, listen, this consultation, first of all, it should be free. And more than that, it should serve a purpose. Not to do some other side effects and harms. I lose my privacy and everything because I have to bring it to the public. This is not the case. The Prophet did it in a special way. Yes?
The Prophet used to take counsel cryptically, and they would answer him without knowledge. He would speak his opinion in a covert parable, in order that the adversary might not know foot from head. He would receive his answer from him, while the other would not catch the smell of his question.
He didn't say Prophet didn't do the same. He gave us at least three verses. Why? We know that Rumi is supposed to try to cut it short, you know, at the beginning. He himself will tell you several times that I don't want to talk like this, but the subject is asking for it. He wants to make it short. Whenever they insist on something and he will repeated, you get that again. There was something there. He talked about something. What was that? A part of this that, okay, you don't have to bind your mind with someone and do something. He talked about something else. Something else which sounds familiar. Someone who is talking in a way that only the one who is listening carefully and is going to understand will understand, and the other people will not. What is this way of talking? Do you have any example of somebody doing this? Shlomi is doing it. At the beginning he said, Man bahar jamiyati naran shudam. I cry here and there with everyone. What? Everyone. Get close to me from his or her own private opinion, anything like that. This is the language of secret. You know that. I didn't put this label on it. Everybody knows that the mystics, they talk in a secretive language, right? Rumi himself in this book was saying, I wonder what kind of secret is this? All of us were shouting about it. Why do you call it secret? Yes, it's secret to the strangers who are not listening to us. They want to hear something else. This is something simple that we repeatedly shout. But yes, it's a secretive language at the same time. Because you remember he talked about the fig, which is not the food for every bird. It needs only a special bird to feed upon that. So you need some kind of thinking to feed upon this. The rest we see as a poetic language and good words, right? He's a good man, he talks about goodness, because he didn't say, go and do something awful bad. Yes?
The story of the hare's strangling. He delayed a while in going. Then he went before the lion, who rends with claws. Because he tarried late in going, the lion was tearing up the earth and roaring. I said, cried the lion, that the promise of those vile ones would be vain and frail and unfulfilled. Their palaver has duped me. How long will this time deceive me? How long? The prince that hath no strength in his beard is left sorely in the lurch, when by reason of his folly he looks neither backwards nor forwards.
Translation, please. What did that mean? The last verse. First of all, there is no prince over there. Here is more than prince. The word doesn't do. This is Amir. You remember the Amirs? And Amir means the one who gives the order, the man in charge. Then there is something else. That stuff with the beard and stuff, that's just an expression for this Amir. Means that Amir, who is not strong enough, because if you have a strong beard, you're a big man, you're strong, something like that. The beards are the laughing stuff and the proof of the manhood in the time of Shoving are very important. And nobody shaved in the time of Shoving. You know why? Oh, the instrument was not there. The kitchen knives are not very good for shaving. Shaving was not there. The beard plays a deep role in that stuff. But what is the lion's talking about? And why the lion is saying all this? You remember this lion? This was the lion that saw only one problem in this universe. The people are not trustworthy. Right at the beginning, you remember when everybody went to him and said, yes, but I cannot trust you? He would repeat that. So you will see clearly that during this period of changes, new contract, every single day from Maxine, the chef brings the food for Mr. Lion and he enjoys it. But nothing has changed because it doesn't change that way. Nothing has changed. He sits down and says, yes, this is it. The problem is the others are not trustworthy. Himself, is he trustworthy?